Almost every driver thinks he or she is a very good driver. Whether you're a good driver or you think you're a good driver, here's something you can believe. Driving today is dangerous, even for very good drivers, because there are so many inexperienced drivers, very young drivers, drivers in a rush, distracted drivers, angry drivers, and just so many vehicles on the highways. Driving during the time that you're distracted or your attention is divided, you're driving poorly, and you're certainly not watching out for other distracted drivers. You're not superhuman. There are numerous distractions such as daydreaming, problem solving, texting, talking on the phone, changing lanes, reaching for something, eating, etc. Ever hear the terms passive and active referred to in other applications? We could use these terms in discussions about driving distractions as well. Examples of passive distractions could be that you're ill or fatigued, or simply that a driver is deep in thought about a problem or a possible solution to a problem. Active distractions might include reaching for the radio, texting, reading email on your phone, reading printed material, etc. Talking on the phone is probably both active and passive. When applied to this or any other activity, the effect, whether active or passive, is the same. They both have an effect on the primary task. Multitasking has become prevalent in our society. Most people probably think they're good at it. Undoubtedly, there are some simple things that can be done simultaneously. However, try this simple test. Snap your fingers on one hand and rub your thumb and index finger together on the other. Can you do it well without pausing one? There are difficult things that can be done seemingly at the same time, but in reality, the person is quickly switching back and forth between the two tasks. The brain is forced to pause and refocus in the interim between changing the tasks. The brain cannot fully focus when multitasking, and this causes the total time to expand to completion and predisposes the task to error. There have been recent studies on the subject, but common sense tells us that if the task is dangerous, don't try to multitask. You need all of your attention directed at the dangerous task. In this case, that's driving. There are countless other examples of people's activities that would be even more dangerous if attention were divided or distracted. You would probably have difficulty attracting the attention of a mountain climber during a dangerous climb or an airplane pilot during takeoff. Driving is also dangerous. Believe it. In addition, there are forces in action while you're moving down the street or highway. A speed has a tremendous effect on those forces. Those forces do not allow for the time it takes to refocus if your attention is divided. Any quick maneuvers and the forces take over. Crash reconstruction reveals many things, and we have a plethora of information from these and other studies. If you have ever had a close call or a near miss and you were lucky, learn from it, because the next time might not be as forgiving. Make a conscious decision to pay strict attention to your driving every time you start to drive. Put down the phone, set aside any other activity, leave in time, or just be late, but don't rush. And don't let your mind wrestle with the problem, or you'll be wrestling with a mass of twisted metal.